Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, the economy and economic policy sure to be a huge issue in November's presidential election. And economists, including Steve Forbes and Larry Kudlow, they're urging Donald Trump to adopt certain tax policies and also advising him on some trade policies as he pushes to make it back to the White House. I'm joined by Bloomberg News national politics reporter Stephanie Lai. Stephanie, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Can you explain the key proposals economists are urging former President Trump to embrace regarding taxes and trade policies?
Certainly. Well, one thing to note is that a lot of these policies have been floating for quite some time, even back to when he was first running in 2016. And so these ideas aren't necessarily novel, nor are they new if you consider it in the lens of the 1980s. However, it does take quite a different shift than where we currently are. And so to start, one of his advisors, Steve Forbes, has been pushing for a flat tax rate of 17%. And this would sort of change Trump's current tax policy that was enacted in 2017. And so across the board, there would be a 17% tax rate. Now, I think there is a little bit of concern among Trump and his advisors about what that would signify politically. It might look like it would that he would be catering to the wealthy by lowering their tax rate by a significant amount and making it proportionally the same as, you know, what others are contributing. And now another policy that they've been considering is maintaining or even reducing the state and local tax deduction, which is something that, you know, is popular among New Yorkers, New Jerseyans, and Californians who have high state and local tax rates. And so if you were to get rid of that deduction, that would effectively increase the amount of taxes that wealthy or upper middle class voters in these blue states would have to pay.
It sounds like there are differing perspectives even within Trump circle, though, regarding corporate tax rates. What are we going to watch for in these discussions over the next few months, especially?
Certainly. Well, it's important to keep in mind that President Trump is known to, you know, change his mind quite frequently on policy and to rely on a lot of different perspectives in order to come to some sort of conclusion. And so on corporate taxes, we've been told from some of his closest advisors that he is leaning away from lowering the rate because it would appeal or it would make it seem like he's appealing to, you know, corporations and big donors, corporate leaders and executives, whereas this race right now, you know, he's really trying to appeal to middle class voters and to, reignite his base of working class voters. And so lowering the corporate tax rate would effectively, you know, counter that point. And so there is some discussion as to the political messaging behind that and whether or not that policy should be instituted.
Now, with the potential expiration of key portions of Trump's 2017 cuts coming up in 2025, I mean, how might negotiations play out over policy next year? Well, especially if control of Washington is divided at that point.
Right. And that's definitely something that we're going to be watching very closely. If Democrats still maintain control of one or two portions of Congress, that could make it very difficult for Republicans to see forth their tax policy. And so what we might expect is just to see some bipartisan negotiation happening, as we currently are with our Congress, with Mike Johnson, Speaker Mike Johnson and House Democrats trying to make a deal in order to pass critical and important legislation.
Understood. Well, thank you so much for the time on this today, Stephanie. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.